Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds in Davenport. Get your tickets today at all area Hy-Vee stores. Visit SturgisOnTheRiver.com for more information.
And now, friends, Mike Schultz is here from the River City's Reader. He's the movie critic from that fine paper and the entertainment editor. And he joins us here to talk about quite a few movies that we missed out on. Some big ones. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a place to start, huh?
Might as well. Yeah, that's been out the longest. It's dull. It's boring. Everyone in it looks bored. I think that's the bigger problem. It's not that the movie is so boring, but everyone just looks like, just when do I cash this check? Really. Johnny Depp looks just tired.
Well, you know what?
Tired.
You know what
just
they probably tired. Look like? They probably look like they've already been paid.
Ah.
And now we...
That's actually really good.
Like,
I think you might be right there.
Because
now it's like, now
this.
We have to actually do the damn thing.
As opposed to, I'm going to get paid for this.
Right, yeah.
Already been paid, already spent the money.
Yeah, already signed for the sequels.
Yeah.
Sure,
like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, now we have to actually do
God.
It. That's what it feels like. It's just a big slog. It's like, there's one really, really good scene with nasty mermaids that kind of attack like Jaws, which is pretty cool. It's kind of fun. And beyond that, ugh.
Who directed this? Is that Gore Verbinski?
Rob Marshall. Someone revoke his license. Seriously. Oh, he takes really, really kind of cool pop culture thing, like Nine and Chicago and Memoirs of a Geisha, things that are really kind of like cool hoi polloi things, and just stretches them on to death. Where
right.
It's like, God, just wrap this up.
Right.
And that's just how this one feels, too. He has to go. Yeah, he drives me crazy.
And it's long on top of it, too?
It's long on top of it. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that in the summer they would want to get on as many... Well, they want to get on as many screens as possible, but wouldn't they also like want to maybe make 90-minute movies to get one more screening in a day?
Right.
You'd think that would be...
Yeah.
That would be something they'd
action.
Think about. Why are these things all 2 hours and 20 minutes? Why is Bridesmaids more than 2 hours long? It's like, come on. You know? Wrap these things
up.
Yeah.
Editing is a lost art, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
And especially with Pirates, where we know the deal. They're not going to kill Johnny Depp, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Jeffrey Rush is going to be around for another sequel. You know, there's whatever. So
didn't they kill Jeffrey Rush?
Sure, at least,
but he's
at
a
least
dead guy.
Once.
But he's a dead guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a dead guy in the original?
He was a dead guy in the original, right, and then he... Yeah, then they killed him again. And then he came back at the end of two. He's back.
I don't know.
He's like Jigsaw. Works. It's
yeah,
just like, he'll always be there.
Okay,
but
so,
it's a drag. Yeah.
All right, another sequel. Kung Fu Panda 2.
Kung Fu Panda was fantastic. I loved Kung Fu Panda 2.
I don't remember you doing somersaults when the first one came out.
I didn't. Yeah. I thought the first one was just fine.
Yeah.
I saw it the one time at the movie theater. Couldn't remember anything about it except it was, it's young Panda learns to find his inner blah, blah,
right.
You know. And but this one just starts off like a bat out of hell, and it's funny as all get out. It's a really strong plot. Pretty moving, got a little teary-eyed a few times. Beautifully designed, super funny.
Really,
I
good.
Loved it. I really loved it. Yeah,
better than Rango?
Not better than Rango.
All right.
Yeah, Rango's still got
ask.
The originality factor in it, which works for me.
Funnier than Rango though?
No.
No.
No. Rango's still my favorite. I don't know.
Rango's up there pretty high.
That
though.
Had me weeping with laughter.
Yeah.
But Kung Fu Panda. Who knew? I was not expecting anything.
Yeah.
It was a great time. It was a really great
and
time.
And then the other
And
sequel.
Then Hangover 2, which is embarrassing. Embarrassing at how little thought went into this thing. I mean, seriously, at the end, we know that what the setup's going to be. They're all going to get loaded and forget what happened. But another wedding, another bachelor party, it's like there are really other reasons guys drink. You know, there are a few options.
There
could have been anything. When they wake up the next day, they could have done something else that have another missing person that they have to go find in this unfamiliar city. It's like, really? You know? It's, I was happy as anyone that the end credits do the exact same thing where it's like, look at the Polaroids of our night out, which was fine. But seriously, beat for beat, this thing follows the first one. And so you see every joke coming.
Yeah.
And it's miserable. It's really, really unfunny. And that they've got this the monkey. There's a capuchin in this thing that like smokes cigarettes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And boy, the audience wasn't really digging that too much.
Oh yeah,
I was surprised. I think that was a comic idea that backfired. I saw it with a pretty crowded group, and the monkey smoking.
They didn't care.
Did
for
not
it.
Seem to make anyone very happy.
No.
I mean, it's obviously. I think it's a CG effect.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Boy.
I'm pretty sure.
We're not strangers to smoking monkeys, not making people laugh.
A...
That happens often here on this show. So. That's...
Yeah, it's you could feel the audience getting kind of uncomfortable where it's like, this isn't even amusing. I don't see why you went there.
Right.
It, Yeah, it was lazy and gross and unfunny.
There was a big controversy on that because they said, no, the monkey smokes, and then that became a big controversy. So then Warner Brothers said, no, the monkey's not smoking. We did it with digital effects.
Yeah.
But then they couldn't prove that they did it with digital effects.
Looks pretty damn real.
There's not that stamp at the end that says no animals were harmed during the making of this movie.
Do they not have that stamp?
They don't. They couldn't get it because they needed the Humane Society needed proof. Ooh. Like, well, show us your work where you digitally inserted the smoke. And Warner Brothers was like, oh, we've lost those files. Uh-huh. But it's in the end product.
How interesting.
Yeah.
How interesting. That monkey was because it looked real.
And people didn't think that was funny.
Not at my screening. They laughed at a lot of stupid crap.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't. No, that one just died. That just, fell apart.
Hmm.
It was terrible. Yeah. I hated that movie. And I loved the first one.
Didn't work at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I didn't care for the first one.
Yeah.
Do you think I'll like the second one?
No. Sweet Lord God, no.
I'm wondering if there's an
inverse. No, don't even go.
Like,
don't even.
If you hated the first one, would you love the second one?
I can't imagine that could happen, but, no, just save yourself the time.
Zero interest.
You're going to hate it, especially, yeah.
Well, X-Men First Class is the big blockbuster today. Now, this is kind of a prequel to the X-Men movies. I didn't realize this would be the fifth X-Men movie.
Yeah, if you count Wolverine, yeah.
Which you should.
I guess you should.
And there's another Wolverine movie coming out this summer?
No, they were going to. They're going to make one apparently, but it was going to be Darren Aronofsky.
Right.
Who did Black Swan was going to do it, but then he quit, and so now they don't have a director for it, and they don't think they have a script. So it'll be years.
All right. Well, yeah. That's about right. But anyway, this is a prequel reboot kind of deal.
Yeah, because that's what we do now.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, because the first three X-Men kind of ran their course.
Yeah, it was a nicely self-contained little comic book story there, and then we started over.
Right, so I've got a clip here for you from a little bit of the trailer, at least, for X-Men First Class.
A new species is being born. Help me guide it. Shape it. Lead it.
The story of young Professor X and Magneto, who use their extraordinary abilities to prevent nuclear Armageddon. So they work together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is back when they were pals.
I didn't know that ever
happened.
They
were youngsters. Yes. They were once comrades, and then bad things happened.
Together.
So I think this shows kind of how they grew to loathe one another.
Oh, all right.
I'm kind of on board. I love the first two, for sure. And I like the third one, actually. One of the few people who did, I think. But so I'm looking forward to it. Good cast.
And that's all you
could
have
be fun
to see.
And that's it. So the fact that it's 2 hours and 20 minutes long won't drag me down as much.
Is it really?
They all are, I tell you. You know, they're all this long. It's just enough. Nice quick 90 minutes. Come on.
Here's some good news, though, Mike. It's not in 3D.
It's not in 3D.
Now, I've heard from people who know.
Let's talk about that.
I know. Just quick sidebar.
Yeah.
People who know and have opinions about 3D, whether it's good or not, have told me that the Kung Fu Panda in 3D is phenomenal.
I bet it is. I have a feeling it is. There was a lot of stuff where I was like, oh, I should go see it. But I'll tell you, I've been blowing off the 3D like crazy lately, and I've been happy as a clam. Pirates, who needed it? There were a few things where they shove a sword in your mouth or whatever, but, you know, whatever.
It becomes a Brazilian steakhouse at some point.
Yeah, it becomes, it sounded terrible. But Kung Fu Panda, I was like, maybe, but I don't feel any loss at not going to see the 3D. And I'm saving myself $3 every time.
There it is.
Works out fine.
There it is. Yeah. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. You can read his columns at rcreader.com. And then you've got the big guide out this week with everything there is.
It's huge. 56 pages that monster is.
Could be
it's
the most
ginormous.
Could
Who
be the
did
most.
That?
Bring a dolly, you know, to
How many
carry along
worked
with
on
you.
That?
Our normal staff of 8 or 9.
It's a lot of work.
The most mouth-watering cover you've ever done.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I love
it?
That cover a lot.
Yeah.
Please tell me that was something you guys did as a family and then you ate the sausages or something.
They did, actually. Right, they did.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I wasn't there, but sausages were eaten.
He's Mike Schultz. We have a 4-pack of tickets to give away from Rave Motion Pictures right now. If you're the 9th caller, Rave Motion Pictures is a sponsor of this segment.
Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. And yes, they have the IMAX.
Thanks again, Mike.